From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a visit to Geneva. Kerry said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the violence in Syria. He did not say what the proposals are.
Both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos. And we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who requested anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones marked by hard lines that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. There was a tense calm Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstrations and drifted out to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return Friday to call either for a change in the government or new elections. The activist group Greenpeace has leaked classified documents about the trade agreement being negotiated by the United States with the European Union. Greenpeace says the documents show corporate interests are being given preference over environmental and consumer safety concerns. The activist group released the documents in Berlin. The United States did not immediately react. The EU trade commissioner said many of today's alarmist headlines are what she called a storm in a teacup. For the first time in decades, a U.S. cruise ship has docked in Havana, opening another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations. The Carnival Cruise Line's Adonia and its 700 passengers left the port of Miami on Sunday. This is VOA News. Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump says the United States cannot, quoting now, continue to allow China to rape our country, end of quote. Trump has repeatedly framed the trade deficit between the two countries as China taking advantage of the U.S., saying his skills as a dealmaker will erase the imbalance.
But when the Chinese come in and they want to make great trade deals, and they make the best trade deals, and not anymore, when I'm there, we turn it around, folks. We turn it around.
Pakistan has reacted angrily to Trump's claim that if elected, he would win freedom in 2 minutes. For jailed Pakistani doctor who helped the CIA track down Osama bin Laden, Pakistani Interior Minister Nisar Ali Khan rejected the comments as highly misplaced and unwarranted. Tuesday's primary election in Indiana is seen as a key contest in the race to become the Republican nominee for the November election. Multiple polls have Trump leading Texas Senator Ted Cruz. In the Democratic race, the latest polls give former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton a small lead in Indiana over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says religious liberty across the globe has sharply declined over the last year. The commission said authoritarian governments throughout the world are jailing prisoners of conscience, most often Christians and Muslims, for practicing their religious beliefs. It said there was an increase in prejudice against Jews and Muslims in Europe. South Korea is warning its citizens to take extra precautions due to the threat of abduction by North Korea. The foreign ministry issued the alert in response to last month's group defection of 13 North Koreans. 12 North Korean women were working at a state-owned restaurant in eastern China when they defected with their manager. The North is claiming they were abducted and has demanded their return. The solar-powered airplane Solar Impulse 2 is on the latest leg of its round-the-world flight. Solar Impulse 2 took off Monday from Mountain View, California, just south of San Francisco. It's on a 16-hour flight to Phoenix, Arizona. The governor of Puerto Rico says his island is defaulting on a $422 million debt payment, which is due Monday, and he says the U.S. is partly to blame. Garcia Padilla said in a televised speech Sunday to the island's 3.5 million residents that he made the painful decision not to pay the island's creditors, but instead fund public sector salaries and health and education budgets to avoid a humanitarian crisis. Padilla said he did not want a bailout and had sought to restructure the existing debt. The U.S. territory, however, needs U.S. Congress to pass a restructuring bill, but political disagreements have bogged down any progress on such a measure. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.